Here's a preview of the season premiere, American Greed, the college admissions scandal. Student athletes are a special breed.
They're doing body weight training, they're running hills and stadiums. They'll meet to go for a run, say at 6 in the morning, but then in the afternoon, practice for my group starts at 3:15 and then it goes to 5:45.
High school rowing coach Andy O'Brien in Boston says all the while they have to keep their grades up.
More often than not, they tend to be top-tier students.
There is a reward for all those early morning muscle-busting workouts. A truly outstanding athlete can get into college as an athletic recruit.
Preference as an athlete is one of the biggest preferences in college admissions. That's tantamount to being admitted.
In upstate New York, Dominique Malcolm isn't just an academic star. She's also a standout in three sports: track, volleyball, and soccer.
I definitely learned so much and had the best teams and the best memories.
For a time, she considers going the recruited athlete route. Yale has a strong women's soccer program, and soccer is her best sport.
My father and I sat down and talked about, it'd help you get in if you played a sport.
In the end, she decides the odds against her getting in as an athlete are too great.
At the end of the day, I just wanted to focus on academics.
But college admission coach Rick Singer has a way around all of that pesky hard work that's normally required to get in as a recruited athlete. And he's pitching it hard.
It's bizarre.
This parent hears the pitch in 2011 when he calls Singer for what he thinks will be standard college placement advice for his son. He asks American Greed to hide his identity in order to protect the friend who referred him.
We are 40 seconds into the call.
Singer asks basic questions about his son's grade point average and test scores. But the next question is not about academics.
He hit me with the question of how tall my son was. I thought that was a bit strange. And he followed it up with asking how much my son weighed.
Then Singer asks what sports the boy plays.
He inquired as to whether or not my son had played water polo. I told him my son had never played, was not familiar with the game. And he explained that that would not be disqualifying for him.
Finally, matter-of-factly, he cuts to the chase.
My son could be admitted as a member of this team. The day he arrives on campus, he may attend one meeting possibly or be dropped from the team the day he gets there. He then proceeded to tell me that there would be a fee of $100,000 to make this happen. It's bizarre that this person has only known me for 2 or 3 minutes. And laid out this very methodical plan to get my kid into college.
It is a plan Singer will pitch hundreds of times. For the right price, he can get a non-athlete designated as an athletic recruit, guaranteeing their admission to a top-tier school. He tells parents that there are 3 doors to get into college. The front door is the old-fashioned way, through good grades and test scores. The back door is by making a big donation. Singer is offering what he refers to as a side door.
This side door option that Rick Singer concocted was basically where parents could pay to get their kids into schools as athletic recruits.
Caroline Connolly is a crime reporter for NBC Boston.
They would doctor up these fake resumes of all these athletic accolades and say, my kid plays this sport. And as soon as the kid got in, they would come up with something like an injury or whatever. They got in as an athletic recruit, and they were not athletic recruits.
Coaches know the value of their recruited athlete slots. They aren't about to give away the golden tickets for free to a student who will never play.
He had to get these coaches to agree for a sum of money to say, my kid that is coming in is a water polo recruit, is a soccer recruit.
Not every parent is willing to have their kid use the side door.
There's a line I would not cross to help my kids. And this was way over it.
But according to prosecutors, many dive right in. Don't miss the season premiere of American Greed, the college admissions scandal. CNBC, get yours.